Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Hayes. This is Sacred Talk, and welcome to the show. We're going to look at things today, hopefully, that will be entertaining and interesting and transformative for everybody. This is going to be a thing where I'll start by saying a prayer, asking for God's support and light. I'm going to chant three Anahi Hues, which is Sanskrit for you as God, and an I evokes empathy and unity. And so we'll start with that. I'm also, before I start, I'm going to give you two phone numbers for calling into the show should you want to call and ask questions. First one is 800-800-555-5453. That's 800-555-5453. Second number you can try is 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. Okay, so we'll start by saying a prayer and asking for God's light to be with us. Dearest Lord, we ask for your support, your love, and your guidance. And through your spirit, we might be blessed. And that all that are participating with us on this call, now or in the future, may be blessed as well. That through your spirit and through the love that you share with us, we might come awake and come into full remembrance of our oneness with you and our oneness with all. We ask that this blessing come to us through the Holy Spirit of God, through that which we know is the Christ consciousness and the Lord Jesus, and as well through that which we would call the mystical traveler consciousness. And also, we open to the great archangels of light and all those who serve the highest purpose of God. We give our thanks for this opportunity to share, to learn, to love, and to grow. Amen. Anahi. 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 So, I'm going to talk a little bit spontaneously, following the instruction or the impulse that comes to me from what I believe is a spiritual source. And I'm going to then be open to questions, but I would ask that if you're going to ask questions, they be along a spiritual line of nature. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not a licensed practitioner who you should be contacting for your physical problems. And so I would really understand a longing to do this, and I'm just not going to go into areas I'm not supposed to go into, but I would certainly pray for you in every circumstance, regardless of what you want to do with. I really would prefer to answer questions related to your spiritual life. And with that, let's just start. So, first thing that comes to me was that this morning I was feeling rather challenged, and kind of an urgency started to appear inside me, which is not pretty usual for me. And I realized that I was resisting a greater experience of the spirit. And it was timely because I was out walking the dogs, and so I took come to the dog park where they run free, and I kind of just walk, and I experienced a connection with my teacher, who's now passed into spirit, whose name was John Roger Hinkins, and he died about almost 10 years ago. And but that connection coming back to me, and it was gave me great peace and solace and a great reminder of the higher purpose that we're all here for and that we all can achieve or manifest in this life if we can direct ourselves to it and take the opportunity. And that is what he would have called soul transcendence, or an opportunity to come awake to our true nature as the soul. And in that awakening, to then reestablish a conscious connection to our original state, or state as a soul, that preceded our coming into physicality. And in that process of coming awake to that, to gain an ability to reconnect to that truth. And in the process of doing that, to finish all the different karmas or different incompletions we might have in this creation. And then have an opportunity to return into that higher state as a permanent truth, as a permanent condition. And I'm happy to say that my experiences with John Roger were astounding, and that I was able to gain awareness of a lot of these things that he talked about. So anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. If you want to check out John Roger's his group, the main group that he taught, there was a little number of things he started and founded. It was a group called MSIA, MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. And I think if you're looking for answers, you're looking for your own higher awakening, that might be one of those places you should check out. You can go online, and there'll be plenty of connections to find your way to find out if that is something that would interest you. With that, I've been very, very intrigued by this crazy time we're in and all the different things that are going on, all the different messaging going on. And one of the things that's really intriguing to me is just, whereas before on our planet there was so much of a limit of information, and so things could be going on, and we wouldn't necessarily know about it unless it was right in our neighborhood, because there was no electronic media, there was no way to communicate these things. And so as individuals, we would tend to gravitate to what was right in front of us and make the best of it. And it would be largely the thing of stories and legends, where people would make the great transit to go to some far-off place to find themselves, or to find a master, or to find God. I mean, it might happen, but normally it would be, we would be born and grow up in an area, and which you discovered in that area where we grew up would be a large determinant of our spiritual awakening and our movement forward in growth and progression as an individual soul. Now we are in a world which is kind of almost the total opposite of that. We have so much information. We have the great challenge to know which information to trust or which information to work with, and to sort through all the information. And with that, we have not just information, but we have misinformation, where people are fabricating a lot of things. And it puts incredible strain on us to try and sort through which information to follow and which information to trust. So I have great compassion for everybody in this time. I've found just how complex it is to sort through things to find out what is going to really work. And I really would encourage you and all of us to go for that which works. The workability of information, the workability so that we can directly utilize that information, is a central thing that I learned from John Roger as what to look for. And it's been a guiding principle in my choices in life for the 46 years since I met him. So With that, we're going to do a blessing, and then we'll see if there's any questions. So, dearest Lord, we thank you for your support and guidance. We ask for a special blessing for everybody on this call and in our world, that clarity might come to each consciousness and the ability to separate the chaff from the wheat, to separate that which is useless and maybe even harmful from that that can be truly useful, truly nourishing to our life and to our being. Help us to find that clarity and to gain access to the true sources, those things that can bring elevation and transformation into our lives, into our living, into our choices, into all the things we would achieve and complete in life. We open to receive that guidance and open ourselves to the highest forms of spirit that may work with us and guide us and help us to find this selectivity that can shield us from that which would distract us or misguide us from that which is truth, that which is truly transformative. We open to receive guidance and support here from the great archangels, particularly from Archangel Gabriel, who has been a way shower for me from the angelic world for a long time. He has protected me often from that which would distort my perception or leading me into a distraction away from the highest opportunities. You can also open to his support simply by asking him through prayer. For all prayers are heard and all prayers are answered, not always in the way we want them to be or in the time we want them to be, but according to the greatest destiny for us, for our highest good. So let's open now, right now, and receive from the great archangels, and particularly from Archangel Gabriel, who is my mentor in some ways about dealing with the fabrications of existence. Let's breathe in and receive what he might have for us, that we might have greater clarity, greater ability to concentrate on truth and stay undistracted. We have within us this capacity to recognize that which is the spirit and truth, and that which would distort it or comes from the magnetism of creation. Dear Lord, dear Gabriel, and dear Jesus, we do ask that you bless us to have this clarity and to find access to it, that we might, in our living, know which will truly bring us to the promised land, and that which would keep us in confinement in this land of distortion. Help us, send us the way shower, that guide that will give us. Help us to take credence of truth when it comes to us. Help us to trust the inner signals that tell us when something is off track. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your blessings. May your will be done in our lives, always. May your prayers fill our hearts that we might pray in the way you would have us pray, to receive all that you would give us. Grant us this day this greater access for our highest good. Thank you, Barish Baishan, which means the blessings already are. And we do receive. Amen. So from this point forward, if there are anybody who wants to ask a question, wants to call in, they're welcome to do so. Giving you the phone numbers to try. This is the HealthyLifeRadio.network. So if somebody wants to. Otherwise, I'm just going to continue to talk. All right. Hello, Richard. Can you hear me, Richard? I don't hear Richard. I can't hear Richard. For some reason, I can't hear him. Richard, I can't hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Ah, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
There's a slight delay, so I'm going to try to work with that.
Oh, that's fine. Where are you calling
me? So, Michael, one... Yeah, it's down.
Okay, Richard.
Is that better?
Yes. Help me. How can I help you?
So, on the topic of discerning what is true and allowing spirit to guide, you know, as a human being, I have certain things I like to see happen for the highest good.
Sure.
But then when I think of, okay, letting spirit guide, how do I get out of the way? Because, you know, I'm always being pulled one way or the other.
Sure. That's a conundrum for every human being, that when we take on the body, we take on the physical form, we automatically will develop an ego, which I say develop because we're not necessarily born with it as much as it gets formulated by our attempt to create an identification with physicality. We are not physical. We are consciousness itself. And we have to go through this interesting exercise of, in a sense, tricking ourselves to think that we are the body and that our life is what happens to the body. And because of that orientation of the body, we're going to start believing our reality is this reality connected to the body, which where we have lack, where we have insufficiency, where we have fear, where we live in a world that could be hostile or dangerous or perhaps unnourishing. So all these things push upon the mechanisms of survival and the mechanisms of self-concern within our psyche, within our life. And so these are things we're going to deal with. And a lot of our prayers and our concerns are going to gravitate towards having more of what we want in our life, or having a life that is more comfortable, more accommodating. So you're really accurate in saying, how do I get past that? So to get past that, that's one of the reasons that human beings meditate and or do spiritual exercise. These are things to try and give us our restoration to the truth of ourselves, which in this case we would think of as our soul. Our soul has been an individuation out of God, of God, that has come into this creation to learn and grow through this experience of time and space and physicality. And so we literally enter into an experience that blocks us from the total experience of our soulic nature. Yet it's possible for us to reconnect to that and sufficiently that we can start to get guidance from it and get greater ability to determine what is of truth and what is of falsehood. So that's why we do the inner path and the spiritual path. One of the tricks we can use to help us get to that is to ask ourselves, how would God see this? Or if we want to be more particular, we might say, let's say if somebody was a Christian-oriented, they might say, how would Jesus see this? How would Buddha see this? So it's more Buddhist-oriented. Or if it was Islamic, how would the prophet see this? How would Muhammad see this? How would Allah look at this? And what we're really doing is we're trying to reactivate the capacity to look at reality as it's looked at from a higher source. The higher source is very obliging to support us to this. It's just in this world there's a lot of conditioning that wants to throw us back to address reality through the limited lack and through the fears and all those things. Those things are connected to our lower chakras. The chakra system, which we usually relate to as from the base of the spine, is centers that move all the way up to the crown of the head. Some people talk about chakras above the head. Some people talk about chakras in the feet. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying, if you look at the chakras, one other key you can use here is to focus on your crown chakra at the top of your head, or the third eye chakra, you know, above the eyes, in the center of the forehead and back in the head. These centers are much more available to the guidance and the clarity of the soul and of spirit itself. And so you start by focusing in those places. And you go in those places and you pray and you ask God to look through you and to help you be one with God, looking through your life, to see your life as God would see it. If you see your life just reflexively from your lower chakras, you're going to be always driven by fear and always driven by lack, or always driven by the sense of incompleteness. It's a strange truth that when you really come awake spiritually, it's not a process of you becoming something different. It's a process of you remembering who you've always been. My terminology for what I do and what I talk about, I often call it a way of God's remembrance. It's about finding a way to remember that you're one with God. And it's finding a way to get connected to the God that you're part of, that wants to remember the part of itself that's lost in you back to the truth of your oneness with that. So pray on that and look to that. It's not something you can't do. It's just something, if you persist at it, you'll get better and you'll come awake. You'll become more conscious. You can probably experience some kind of shift in you right now while I'm talking, because I can see it happening for you. There is a remembrance in you that you had when you were just coming into this world, that you came from God and a part of God and a part of spirit. So with that, Richard, it's been good talking to you. Many blessings to you. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll come back with some more sharing or more talking. Thank you.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
We're back with Sacred Talk. I'm Michael Hayes. This is Healthy Life Radio. And so we were looking before, talking about, you know, how do we discern the difference between that which would deceive us, and in a sense, using the Hindu's terminology of the Maya, that would trap us or keep us bound to the earth and bound to this cycle of reincarnation? And how do we see that truth and the clarity that will set us free? Part of our dilemma is that our minds, which are a tool of discernment for us, where we weigh information, analyze things, and try and assess what is working and what will work, are also, in a strange way, something that will limit us from the more intuitive knowing that is available to us out of our spirit nature, out of our soul. And so we have this capacity to know spiritually. And the problem is this mind that helps us navigate in the world will often doubt the spiritual things because it can't measure it and can't determine it through the normal criteria by it weighs and evaluates things. It evaluates information based upon prior experience, prior information that it's received. But if there's no prior experience that's remembered and no information that's been received, how does one deal with this? For my case, growing up in a family where I was raised really as an atheist, my parents had decided to do no religion. They both had bad experiences with their religion that they had grown up with, and so they basically were, my dad was being a scientist, an engineer, and so they were intellectual people, and so I was raised without any of that. And I found a spiritual life for myself because of spontaneous experiences that started happening when I was a child and these burning questions inside of me that kept coming up for me as I grew up. And so by the time I was my late teenage years, my life focus was on a quest towards spiritual discovery to find out who I was and to somehow find peace in myself of these questions that just keep coming up. And so I think what I can offer to people is the reality that I've experienced, and maybe in offering that reality, they'll have more experience of their higher reality as well. And I remember early experiences of traveling rather spontaneously out of my body and experiencing different levels of reality. But I never had references of what that was, so I just said, well, I'm crazy. I better keep this to myself. And so I did. And later, when I started to explore metaphysical things, I realized, oh, no, there's people are talking about these things that I've experienced. And they talk about it as actually more of a natural thing and an inevitable thing for everybody. That was very nice because I finally felt a little bit more home in this world. This world is an astounding school and an astounding place to learn and grow. But what makes it so astounding is often how challenging it is. And so I have seen a lot of challenge and I have appreciation for the challenge. And I hope that you can learn to appreciate your challenges but also learn from them. They don't have to be your challenges any longer. There are many, many, many souls who are turning and coming more into themselves, more into answering this call inside, this yearning inside, to have a greater awareness, this greater consciousness of spirit, this greater consciousness of who one really is. And I'm hoping that through this call, everybody who's here can learn and grow and participate more fully and more readily with their own spiritual opportunities. There's a teaching that was within the teaching in the time of Jesus. And I do have recollection of Jesus, part of my own experience and existence, not simply as a great spiritual force that came into the world and changed the world and still operates in the spirit world, helping us to come awake in this world and to come into our loving and the loving choices and choosing. But I also have remembrance of him when he walked the earth. And so within that, there is a sense of possibility, a sense of promise that he brought to a world that was in a very despairing place. And he was constantly reminding us that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, that the blessings of God were present, that our God, our Father's, he might have said, is not far away, but is with us always. And that love that comes from that source is available to us always. And his offering of the opportunity to be one with that source was very, very special. And for him, it was very simple. It started with intention, started with our willingness to, in a sense, confess, almost to claim the truth that we did not know and did not have the answers in our normal way of approaching life. That we really needed help. And to get past our egoic positions that would pretend that we had all the answers. And get past our pretense that whatever system we were following in that life, for me, it was Judaism and the way it was being offered by, you know, the temple and the priests, that was doing it for me. And to just recognize that I had a yearning to know God much more directly than I was able to get to through the formulaic approach that was being offered through the synagogue. And so there was an answer to my prayers and to my questions from him that was astounding and amazing. And I'm hoping that you might find your own answers to those questions, perhaps through him or perhaps through whatever source works for you, that you might come to the answers, and coming to those answers might come to the peace that surpasses all understanding, which was his promise, but even more so his guarantee for those who would walk the high road with him. All right, I think we're going to take another break. We'll be back in a couple minutes with more of Sacred Talk.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET, They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.alishadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.alishadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.alishadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Sacred Talk with Michael Hayes, and we're talking to Richard, another Richard. So, Richard, how can I support you today?
Yes, hi, Michael. You're talking about information and getting sort of overburdened with it, and I find myself, if I stay neutral, I'm fine in my life. If I get caught up in the news or what's going on, I find myself reacting. So what I try to do is sort of stay out of the news, out of the thing, but it somehow, either magnetically, karmically, whatever it might be, addictively, I get pulled in. And I'm wondering, is there a way that either I can, when I do get pulled in, remain neutral and or somehow not get caught up in that pull so that I can just ignore the thing?
Yeah, the way that I would suggest is that the party that will get caught up in it won't be neutral, but the part of you that is the true you, the higher you, will always be neutral because that's its nature. And it's very difficult to create a distress in the soul. It's possible. It's very difficult. Like if you, let's say you were there witnessing the crucifixion of Jesus, that literally might distress the soul. There aren't a lot of things, or just if you saw something, the Holocaust, you saw something really terrible, then it's possible that it could get all the way up into what we call a soul of karma, where the soul is affected. But by and large, most of what's going on, it distresses us. It's going to distress our emotions, and distress our mind, and distress our egos, and our sense of fairness, your sense of right and wrong. So if you're going to get drawn into this, what you have to do is you have to hold on to it, the overview, the higher view of seeing it as God would see it. Like, for example, I was starting to look at the news at some point. I started to watch what was going on in the Middle East right now. And there was a circumstance, there were a lot of women and children being killed and bombings and different things, and I could understand the motivation of why the people that were doing the bombing were doing it, because they had had a bunch of their loved ones killed and kidnapped. So I understood it logically. But what really helped me is, as I was looking at the whole thing and starting to get looking for the solution in my mind, it suddenly shifted to higher consciousness, and first thing I saw is, well, there's all this karma getting worked out. And in the spirit world, they said, you realize, of course, that everybody in the Gaza Strip who is there for a reason. They have karma to be there. And even the people that were abducted or killed in the first raid that sort of started the whole situation, those people had karma, had higher reason why they were in that place, where that could happen to them. And it was like, oh my gosh. So there's a higher thing going on here. Now, did that make me okay with people being killed or people being abducted? No, it didn't make me okay with it, but it helped me have a balance in there to understand that there's a lot that's going on in this world that, from my personal preference, I don't like, and that I would rather see things happen differently. But from that higher perspective, I also see these are all part of God setting this up as a place for the souls to learn and grow, and souls learn and grow through going through some very difficult things. And so from a highest point of view, it's allowed because it serves God's purpose of the soul learning through experience and growing. And even though my personal preference would say, well, let's do it a different way, right now it's still being done that way in the Middle East. Does it make it all okay? Not exactly, but it helps me to not get sucked in and to get caught in it where I'm in agitation over what that is. Because if I'm in agitation, that will pull me away from my higher consciousness. And so I'd rather live in my higher consciousness and let the higher consciousness temper the agitation. I can still look at it and think, that would be a situation I'd really like to see changed. And if I could figure out a way to support that change, I'll look at doing that. But see, the difference there is it doesn't grab you and throw you out of balance and create a huge systemic disturbance in you where your body gets all acidified and all biochemically out of balance because of the negative emotions you're creating, which are in response to the dark thoughts. So these are things that are available to us as individuals that we can choose that higher outlook. I was talking earlier about looking at the situation through higher eyes. It's really what I'm talking about from a higher perspective. The thing is, inside your consciousness and the truth of you and your soulic nature or your spiritual nature, you do have these higher eyes that would see with higher perspective. There is this higher consciousness that you are that is above and beyond all this world, that is chosen into this world to learn and grow. So you reconnect to that, and that allow you to be in the world but not of it. And in the world but not of it means you can be in a world where a lot of the same things are going on and not be pulled down by what you perceive. You still hold on to the elevation of consciousness. When you can do that, you actually start to bring that elevated consciousness and the higher love and light that it carries into your world. And it could also go into those situations, help uplift those situations, and perhaps help the people in those situations change their choices and therefore change the consequences and the outcomes. So that's what I would recommend there. It's a doable thing. It's just a thing that takes a lot of practice, and it's not easy. The more personal we feel connected to that, let's say, difficult news, the more it seems like it could have a personal effect to us. You know, through social identification or through actual being in proximity to a negative situation. That makes it harder. So it takes more ability to get connected to the higher you, to be able to interface into those situations and stay in the steadiness of your true nature. But it's there for you if you want it. It's one of the big tests of this planet, to be able to stay in that loving, stay in the choice for the loving, even when all the experiences and all the information are pressing upon you to choose less than the loving. When you can choose the loving anyway, you are truly coming to the state of what we call mastership. So I hope that can help you there. It's a doable thing. It's actually, in some ways, one of the reasons we come to this planet is for things like this that really test us, that force us to really get connected to ourselves so we can stay in balance in what the world is bringing. And if we just sort of become aware of who we are, it won't be enough. It will get dragged down again and again into despair. So it forces you to really wake up and really come up conscious that you were born divine, that you are divine, you're a divine being having a human experience. And knowing that you are divine, it will help you stay in touch with the peace of the divine. All right, Richard, bless you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.
We're going to take another break.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And we're back on Healthy Life Radio. And so I'm Michael Hayes. And this is Sacred Talk. And we are here. And I'm going to talk some more, I guess. Nobody called in, which is kind of interesting. And maybe that's time for me to talk more about something interesting. In an earlier show, I talked about the connection I have to one of the disciples of Jesus, who is named Nathaniel or Bartholomew, same person, but and then people have sometimes wondered, well, is the value of that so much that it connects you to Jesus? And I go, somewhat, but the greater value of my association with that consciousness is that it is a consciousness that went through creation and came out of creation and exists in a sense outside of all this, that then interjects itself into this world in service. And principally in service to the cause or the action or the mission that it was connected to and committed to 2,000 years ago and that is still playing out on this planet. And so it interjects itself into what's going on here to serve that purpose. And it has advantages in that it is outside of it, so it has a clarity and has the ability to gain information and to see what's going on that is largely unavailable to us in this world because of what we were just talking about with the last caller. There's so much distraction, so much it would grab us and pull our focus into the world and pull us into lack and pull us into fear and pull us into doubts and pull us into the eye-for-an-eye mindset, the dog-eat-dog world. And so this conscious world is called Bartholomew. That's what I first related to it as, rather than Nathaniel. So I usually call it by that. But that consciousness just lives beyond that. And because it exists beyond that, it has a freedom from those distractions and is able to just look at things as they are. And that becomes a very beautiful thing and a great asset in my life, that it makes itself available and support. Because I still do, as a human, still have to deal with personality, I still have to deal with a mind and emotions and all the distractions of life. But I have this refuge I can come into very easily, of the clarity of this consciousness, which just isn't in the distraction and therefore helps me more effectively navigate this world of distraction. So people have wondered about what's special about that, and I've often said, when I ask them, so, well, the specialness is not so much that this one walked with Jesus, although that's pretty neat. It's more that through walking with Jesus, it gained in a kind of ascension, a kind of transformation and a completion of the karmic experience, and that it's connecting back into this creation as an instrument of service, and that's what I really treasure about it, more than the particulars of memories with Jesus, which are fun. But it's more that in the living movement of the Spirit, the living manifestation of God's purpose that is coming through into this planet right now, and that Jesus, the Master, Jesus the Christ, Jesus who is truly the messianic force, our messianic messenger is probably more accurate, that of a force of God that had the intent to change the way karma was going to get worked in this world and to usher in a whole different way of experiencing this world and a whole different kind of life, that is still going on. And the masters of the Spirit are still working to uplift the consciousness of this planet, even as the negativity of this planet and consciousness that seem to have their purpose set on binding the soul to the distraction of this world. The Hindus call it the Maya, or the dream, the illusion. That there are those who are awakened, who are serving back into this creation, helping others come awake. And that's a glorious thing to know and to experience. And I invite everybody, in whatever way they are called to do it, to create that experience for themselves so they can see and know realities seen from the Spirit, and see and experience existence, the school nature of this earth, with clarity, so they can see what the lessons are, embrace the lessons, learn the lessons, manifest a life of greater loving, greater manifestation of joy and fellowship that is a reflection of having learned those lessons. And then become, in their own way, a teacher to others who are looking and needing support to learn the lessons for themselves. So this is just a really beautiful thing that we have going here, that there's an awakening, and then, you know, those who are awakened support the next level of awakening. I heard it once presented by my teacher to be a student of a level above one, a worker on a level one is on, and a teacher to the level below where one is. So we can be both the student, the servant, the worker, and then the teacher. So I think that's a destiny for everyone, and I'm happy to be participating in all phases of that. in my life, and I invite each of you to do that as well, to realize that this is part of your destiny, part of God's purpose for you. And if you find yourself in a situation where you seem like, well, I don't feel much like the teacher, I'm just a student, I go, great, and be a great student. And really recognize you're in this school of this planet to learn and grow. And as you learn and grow, there will be opportunities to serve and help others, and there'll be opportunity even to teach. All of this is in the destiny of everyone. This is how it's been designed by God. And this part of the planet, I have a lot of appreciation of. And be patient. Our souls have existed for a very, very, very long time through many, 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 many embodiments. And so each life we tend to get very impatient. And that impatience makes us look for methodologies or shortcuts that don't really work. But we're attracted to them because they offer quick, easy solution without us having to work or grow. Understand this is a challenging school, but if you embrace the challenge, this is a place where transformation can really take place. And you truly can come awake back into the remembrance that you are of God and God is of you. And you are always connected to your source, and your source is always living through you. And as you exist in this world, not only to learn and grow for yourself, but for God, to learn about what creation it is created is all about. So this is a win-win-win. Win for God, win for you, win for other souls. So embrace this. Take this upon yourself, an opportunity to learn, to grow, to serve, and to share. Let the Christ serve through you. Let your heart overflow with the joy, the gratitude, and the thankfulness. And then you will become a messenger. You will become, in a way, one on a mission. Not to fix everything, but to support awareness, support awakening, and support the choice to loving. And that choice to loving is what will fix everything. All right, bless you all. A wonderful, wonderful month. This is Michael Hayes. We're here on the third Tuesday of each month. Bless you all. Thank you.